Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters. Israel's border with Iran, or if you prefer, Iran's border with Israel. Israel has known for years that it has a de facto border with Iran, notwithstanding that the Islamic Republic lies 1,000 miles to the east, about 30 minutes as the scud flies. The de facto border is to the north, Lebanon. The president of Iran is heading there this week. He'll be close enough to see Israeli houses and border guards. The guards will be close enough to see him, especially through a sniper rifle's sights. But I doubt they would pull the trigger. What's the point? There are many Ahmadinejads in Iran, and anyway, he's only the head of government. The top man is the Ayatollah. Anyway, the route down from Beirut to the south is already lined with Iranian flags, huge billboards bearing the beaming image of the president, and will be lined with thousands of Lebanon's Shia Muslims responding to a call-out from Hezbollah. It may be tens of thousands. Hezbollah knows how to put on a show. The images this will produce could be construed as just a warm welcome for a visiting head of government, or proof that southern Lebanon is a client state of Iran, and the border is Iran's border and front line with Israel. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad will venture as far down as the towns of Bint Jebel and Marun al-Ras, both damaged in the 2006 Hezbollah-Israeli war. In Marun al-Ras, Hezbollah has built a replica of what Israel calls the Temple Mount and Muslims call the Noble Sanctuary. On top of it is an Iranian flag. Now, that's an interesting worldview. Sunni Muslims worship there because the Palestinians are mostly Sunni. But the sanctuary is holy for all Muslims, not just for Iran. And it's another sign that Iran means to dominate the Middle East, and it means to represent Islam. After all, the Ayatollahs believe that God's plan is not for everyone to be Muslim, but for everyone to be Shia Muslim. But I digress. There's been some reporting that President Ahmadinejad will throw a symbolic stone towards the border fence and the Israeli soldiers standing behind it. I doubt this. He might look a bit of a clown, especially if the stone didn't travel very far. If it sort of dropped harmlessly onto a boulder and then it bounced backwards and then it slid slowly down some gravel, he'd look a bit silly. Besides, the Hezbollah chief, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, said last week, "I would tell him, a stone? You are capable of throwing more than a stone." And he should know, as the president gives his organisation about $200 million a year to buy missiles which can reach deep into Israel. You'll remember that in 2006, the Iranian Hezbollah missiles endangered about a third of the Israeli population. Well, 4 years on, it's almost certain they have longer-range missiles. They may be able to reach as far down as Tel Aviv. I suspect we'll find out in the next few years. There are unconfirmed reports that Ahmadinejad is planning to recognise Lebanon as an official Iranian base in the Middle East, and he's already described it as Iran's border with Israel. This has not gone down too well with many Lebanese, especially in the Sunni, Christian and Druze communities. They know, at a time of growing fears of a return to civil war, that Hezbollah's guns, paid for by Tehran, may soon be turned against them. The country is anxious that the United Nations report into the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri could spark fighting between the various militias. The report should be out within a few weeks, and it may name Hezbollah as being involved, and Hezbollah might not take that very well. Arab newspapers have been reporting that the Sunni militias are beefing up their stockpiles and that ordinary people are buying weapons. If it comes to a fight, Hezbollah is expected to be the dominant force, with firepower far greater than the Lebanese army. So why is Ahmadinejad going? You could argue it's to cement Iran's position as the growing power in the Middle East and to strengthen the perception that the USA is in decline in the region. Ask yourself, who does the visit benefit? The Republic of Lebanon or the Islamic Republic of Iran? That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.